Ryan, welcome to the last week of Onega Buffalo's Locker Room Chats, week number 9. I'm Quinton Prophet. Alongside me today, Coach Ben Coltman of the Onega Buffaloes. This Locker Room Chat's been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. And well, Coach, the regular season ended last week with a district loss to the McCaughey Bulldogs, just 32-16. You finish in the district, secure a playoff spot, and go on the road this week against Centralia. Before we get to that, let's talk about last Friday's game against McCaughey. What are some takeaways from last week's loss?
Well, you know, kind of what we thought and what we saw, you know, we're pretty equally matched, we felt like, you know, and I think it was a four-quarter dogfight, and that's what we were predicting, and that's exactly what it was. You know, you look at the score, 32-16, you know, it came down to, you know, 5 minutes left. We just couldn't quite convert, would have tied the game. We had a ball that was, it would have been a tough catch in the end zone. I think a man down, illegal man downfield on that. And then we ran a screen pass next play and Josh came up probably less than a foot away from moving the chains at the 4-yard line. So we turned it over on downs there, but you know how we converted there. It's 24-all with 5 minutes left. You know, they end up getting a late touchdown. That kind of made the score look, you know, a little worse than it was, but it was start to finish. It was a good ball game. That's a good team over there.
We talk about Josh Daniels and kind of week to week here, getting a little healthier as the year goes on. But you know, last week he finished with 19 carries, 79 yards. Jackson Coltsman, he even finished with 17 carries, 119 yards, and a passing touchdown alongside a rushing touchdown. The pass was to Graham Volberg, and then, of course, Gavin Coltsman only rushing for 9 carries and 20 yards. But tell me a little bit about the impact from your running game there, and then just kind of like, you know, how maybe Gavin Coltsman got keyed a little bit, but also at the same time how that opened up for the rest of your guys like Daniels and Coltsman.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of how our offense operates. Is, you know, you have, it's an option offense, so you know, you essentially you read each play, and they did a good job. They, you know, were fully committed to taking our fullback out of the game, and he still churned out a few yards in there enough where they had to, they had to come down on him and stop that and collapse a little bit on that, which it did open up, you know, our off-tackle runs for Josh, and then Jackson hitting the outside edge a little bit, and he had some nice runs, you know, between the tackles also. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think our offense was fine. I think we did what we wanted to do. You know, we just came up a little short.
Well, one last thing here before we get into segment number 2, the playoff game this week against Centralia, where you go on the road. Let's just recap and talk about the end of the season here. Just what about your feelings of the season so far? This is the first time your team has made the playoffs since 2021, so you get to play some meaningful football here. But again, you know, just give me a little bit of a recap of the season so far, some motions, some feels, and how your players have progressed throughout this year, and you know, how are they looking on to this week 9 game?
No, the guys are super excited. You know, last year at this time we were playing a cross district game. You know that we knew the season was over after this game, last three seasons actually. So we're super excited. You know, we look at the record, 3-5, you know, 2 close losses on there too. We could very easily be 5-3. You know, but we're not, and that's on us. But you know, and you watch tape, you know, I think, you know, you go back to the last few years, you know, I think we're playing good football finally, you know what I mean? And it just takes time, and it takes personnel and the coaching and everything and the kids buying in. But, you know, I think we play good football, not great football, but I think we play good football for the most part. And that's what I'm really proud of.
Well, we're going to keep talking about football in segment number 2 again, as the Onega Buffaloes will go on the road to take on the Centralia Panthers in the first round of playoffs in week number 9. Welcome back to the final week of Onega Buffalo's Locker Room Chats, Week 9. And, Coach, you are seeded number 14th in the East, and you take on the Week 9 playoff game, the 3-seeded in the East, Centralia. You've seen Centralia once this year in Week 3. You lost to the Panthers 42-6, but I was at that game. I was covering with KMZA, and you had a lot of great drives down the field. I mean, you nearly also, you know, got that 200-yard average that you get every game with your running attack. So, you know, what are some really keys for this game this week against the Panthers for your second time seeing them?
Well, I mean, you kind of just look at the tape and you see what can you do better, and it always just really comes down to blocking a lot of the times. You know, you can scheme, you know, you can run different formations and all that, you know, but I mean, you have to do the job, you have to execute, and they do a great job over there of mixing up stunts and looks and stuff like that. You know, they primarily run their 3-3-5, you know, but they do a great job of getting creative with their stunts and moving their guys around a little bit. So we're just going to have to we're going to have to block, you know, offensively is what it's going to boil down to, you know, honestly.
Well, we've talked about in segment number one, Jackson Coltman, Josh Daniels, Gavin Coltman, they've been dominant on both sides of the ball, specifically in that offensive backfield, and they've been great every week in and week out. We've talked about also Josh Daniels getting healthier by the end of the stretch. I mean, what's it going to take here to get that running game going and playing at its peak here in this week nine playoff game?
Yeah, I think Josh is fully 100% finally. You know, he really dinged his ankle up there 3-4 weeks ago, and you can kind of see, you know, on tape, and you can see him in practice and throughout the games too. He had a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up there a little bit, but haven't seen that this week. So I think he's fully 100%, which gives us, you know, another dimension to our offense. He adds a little bit of speed, and he's becoming a good running back. You know, he's starting to finish his runs. But yeah, we're going to have to convert. You know, we've had some nice drives against everybody we've played, and you know, we've got to pin our ears back at times, and we've got to convert and put points on the board.
Well, you've been probably studying the tape for this week against the Panthers, and again, you played them earlier on the season, week number three. Do you feel like this team has changed at all since the last time you've seen them or played them offensively, defensively? I mean, what are maybe some changes or things that you're going to prepare for maybe now that you didn't have to prepare for last time?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons Centralia is always really good is they do make adjustments. You know, there's certainly things you see on there. You know, they might throw in a different, you know, they might run the same play. They might block it a little bit different, or, you know, they might emphasize, you know, one ball carrier a little bit more than another ball carrier. One kid might get a few more carries than this, and they kind of find out who their personnel is, who they like, who's effective, you know, and they just make adjustments. They don't make big changes. They still run the single wing. They still run the same type of formations and stuff, but they just make little adjustments that best suit their personnel, and those guys do a great job of that up there.
Well, Coach, if you win this week, you'll either go on the road to play Olpe or Eskridge Mission Valley next week. So, again, I mean, best of luck on you this week against the Centralia Panthers in the Week 9 playoff game. First time, again, making it in the playoffs since 2021. Again, thank you, Coach, for being with us on this journey through these 9 weeks here on the Buffaloes Locker Room Chat.
No, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Again, the Onega Buffaloes Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.